Hello everyone, welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown. This is episode 48, and we're continuing with the Inner Geekdom Teams Tournament Simulations today. Today's matchup, we got Swag Squad versus the Quirky Mercs. Also, the YouTube channel is up and running. I'm not going to upload old stuff unless you guys ask me to. But please go check that out. Subscribe and, you know, leave a comment on, you know, if you like the show, and if you don't, well, I guess whatever. But also leave a comment on what you would like to see me simulate next. But the Droogs versus the Finn Stock Exchange is up on the YouTube channel. It's just Fantasy Schmodown, same name as the podcast, Fantasy Schmodown. But today's match, Swag Squad, it's Paulo Yama and Chandra Dhandapani. Chandra Dhandapani going up for the Inner Geekdom championship this week, actually. Going up and his teammate Paulo Yama. So Paulo Yama went out in round one of the tournament to Chance Ellison, who ended up winning the tournament. Oyama has a fantastic accuracy. Sure, I could see the argument for putting Lavik in, but Oyama does actually have a higher accuracy than Lavik. So I put Oyama in. Now the Quirky Mercs. They have Greg Alba and Mara Knopic. So Mara Knopic, a former champion. She is an incredible player. Teamed up with Greg Alba, who I think was one of the new Inner Geekdom stars coming out of the tournament. Definitely took it to Mike Kalinowski. He's 1-1 with a knockout right now. I'd love to see him play Ben Goddard in a match. But I definitely think Alba could make a run in the future of IG. So let's see how this goes. So the other matchups that we will have in round one, now that the Droogs have defeated the Finstock Exchange. So we got Swag versus the Mercs. The Dungeon will be playing the Droogs. The Usual Suspects will be playing the Den. And Corruption will be playing the Rockstars. So for great matches, if everything goes well, we will get them throughout the week. I don't know when they'll be uploaded on to YouTube, but as far as the podcast, I'm going to try and do them Monday through Friday for these round one matches, or Monday through Thursday, I guess. So hopefully we'll be able to do that and everything will go as planned. But yeah, this is going to be a fun tournament, so I think that we should just go ahead and get started. Swag Squad versus the Quirky Mercs, Oyama and Dhandapani versus Alba and Knopic. The winner will go on to play the winner of Corruption versus the Rockstars. So, interesting matchup there. I think that it is time to get going. How round number one will work. 10 questions, just like normal Inner Geekdom, but each player can play for themselves, so they won't be able to confer. Each correct answer is worth 1 point. If they get every question correct in round one, they will be asked a bonus question asked just to them. So if both players on a team go perfect with the bonus, they have a potential of 22 points in just round one alone. So round one, definitely the most important round of this format. Also, if you are new, how we simulate these games, we take the players' accuracies and do a random number generator between 1 and 100 plus two decimal places. If it is below what their accuracy is, so for instance, if they have an 80% accuracy, if it is 80 and below, they get it correct. 80 and above, they get it incorrect because it's like, you know, is it in their wealth of knowledge or is it too hard for them being higher than their knowledge? So if you're new here, that's how we do it. But let's get started. Question number one comes in the category of the MCU. This is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Starting out with Paulo Yama. He will hit Greg Alba. Hit Chandra Dhandapani. Hit Mara Knopic. Ooh, miss from Mara Knopic right off the bat. That puts Swag in the lead 2-1. 2-1, Mara with an early miss in MCU. Now we're sticking to Marvel-type films as we go to the category of Marvel. Starting out with Greg Alba. He misses. Chandru hits. Mara hits. And Oyama misses. So with Dandapani and Knopic hitting there, Chander is the only one to get a that can get a perfect run. Now the score is now 3-2. Merckx keeping it close here. The Swag is definitely the favorites, I would say. But still a tight game so far. Question number three, the category is Wizarding World. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Starting out with Chander Dandapani. He hits. Mark Knopic hits. Polyama misses. Greg Alba hits. We have a tie game at four. Tie game at four. Two misses in a row from Polyama. Definitely not expected. 4-4. Alba and Knopic each able to hit there for the Merckx. Question number four here. The category is Middle Earth. Middle Earth. Tamara Knopic. She hits. And Polyama hits. Greg Alba hits. And Chander hits. Everybody hits in Middle Earth. Clean sweep. That brings us up to 6-6 after four questions. Chander, the only one that is still perfect. Question number five. The category is Star Wars. Star Wars. Starting out with Polyama. He hits. Greg Alba hits. Chander hits. Mara hits. Two clean sweeps in a row. We are 8-8. Everybody hits in Star Wars. So now question number six, the category is DC. DC, starting out here with Greg Alba. And that's a miss from Alba, breaking the streak of correct answers from everyone. Chander hits to stay perfect. Mara hits. And Oyama misses. So only Chander and Mara hit there in the category of DC. 9-9. Is the current score. Again, Chander still perfect. Question number seven now. The category is DCEU. DCEU to Chander. He hits to stay perfect. Mara misses. Oyama hits. And Alba hits. So everybody hits there except Mara. 11-10. Chander is still perfect. Question number eight. Category is Star Trek. Star Trek, not the wars. Starting out with Mara Knopic. And a miss from Mara to end the round to Oyama. He misses as well in Star Trek. Greg Alba is able to hit. And Chander Dandapani gets the perfect round. 12-11. A lot more low scoring than I think you would expect from this group of players in round one. But Chander will get that isn't the round one. We still got two more questions. Okay. Apologies for that. We still have heroes and villains in mixed bags, so we're going to start out with heroes and villains now. Got confused there for some reason. Okay, Polyama in heroes and villains. He's going to hit. Greg Alba misses. Chander hits. Mara hits. So now Alba misses once again. 14-12 is the current score. Chander still holding that perfect round. And now this is the last question of the round. For real this time. The category is mixed bag. We will be starting with Greg Alba. He hits. Chander for the perfect round. Chander still does get a perfect round. Mara misses. Oyama hits. So everybody hits there but Mara. So the score is 16-13. Chander now with the bonus question. His bonus question category is who said it for his bonus question category. And he's going to hit the bonus. So Chander, perfect. Through round number one plus bonus. 17-13. Swag has the lead after round number one. Once again, apologies for thinking that round one was only eight questions for a minute. But good round for everybody all around. 17-13, respectable scores. It's still anybody's match as we head into round number two. Okay, guys, so with Swag having a 4-point lead heading into the second round, how round two is going to work is they will spin a wheel with a wealth of inner geekdom categories on it. Whatever they land on, they have the option to either keep it or to spin again, but they must take their second category. Whatever they do end up with, though, they will get 5 questions, each worth 2 points. They can drop down to multiple choice if they don't know it. That makes it worth only 1. If they get a question wrong, their opponents can steal for the full value of the question. And the teammates can confer. They can confer on these questions. So, Swag does have the option, though, to either go first or to defer to the Mercs. And Swag is going to go first, so they are going to be going for it, try to put some pressure on the Mercs. And their first spin, possibly only spin, comes from the category of Star Wars. Swag want to keep Star Wars or spin away. Interesting choice. They're going to be keeping Star Wars. So we know this didn't do too well for Oyama in his match against Chance Ellison. Chandru, though, definitely. Well, we don't know what Chandru's knowledge is like as far as Star Wars goes, but I guess we'll find out right here. We're going to get 5 questions, each worth 2 points. Multiple choices available for them. Here we go. Question number 1. They are going to hit question number 1 for 2 points right off the bat. 19-13 is currently the score. Question number 2. And it's another hit. Seems to be a good choice so far for them to be sticking with it. 21-13. Question number 3. Ooh, it's a miss. A miss on the 2-point on the 2-pointer. So now we go to the Mercs, Alba and Knopic for the steal. And they hit the steal. Massive steal for the Quirky Mercs. Absolutely massive steal. So now we go back over to Swag. And he hits it for another 2 points. Well, I guess they hit it. Oyama and Chandru hit it for another 2 points. Star Wars. And their final question. They hit it for 2 more points. So they go 4 of 5 for 8 points. But massive steal from the Mercs. They were only able to steal on 1 question, but they capitalized on it. The score is currently Swag 25, Quirky Mercs 15. So the Mercs, with a perfect round, would tie Swag heading into the final round. This could be a massive round. It could be a big upset here. Let's see what the Mercs spin. They have spun. Who said it? Who said it? Will the Mercs be keeping that or spinning away? They are going to be spinning away. They must take this, and it is Middle Earth. Middle Earth. We'll get to find out how Greg Alba and Mara Knopic are in the category of Middle Earth right here. Let's see. Let's see. Question number 1. And they miss on question number 1 to Swag. 2-point steal. It's not looking good so far. Got to avoid the KO is their first thought, but also try and get back in the game to give yourself a winning chance in round 3. Question number 2 for the Mercs. And they will be going to multiple choice on this question. And they will hit it. They hit it on multiple for 1 point. 27-16. They are still in knockout range, though. 3 questions left in the round. Question number 3 here. They miss it again. This could be massive. For the 2-point steal. Oh, Swag. Do not capitalize on the 2-point steal. That could have honestly put the game away. It would have forced the Mercs to hit their last 2 questions for 2 points. But the Mercs still have to at least pick up a point here on these last 2 questions. And they can't give up any more steals. 27-16 is currently the score. Question 4 on Middle Earth. And they hit this one. So they are back. They're back in a good position here. But a miss and a steal would end in a knockout for Swag. So they can pull themselves within 7 points here if they hit. And they do exactly that. So a shaky round for them. They go 3 out of 5. They are able to pull 5 points out of it. But Swag gets a big 2-point steal. A big missed steal, though, from Swag. And the score is 27-20. So the Mercs, not a great round in Middle Earth. Swag played very well. That steal actually kept them, are keeping them competitive right now. So now they find themselves 7 points down, but anything can happen in the final round. Each team will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. One player will have to take the 2, another will take the 3, and then they can confer on the 5. Questions will always go to whoever is currently losing. And like I said, anything can happen in this final round. So let's just see. We're going to start out with the Mercs here. Their 2-pointer comes in the category of DC movies. And it will be Mark Knopik who will be taking the 2-pointer. Mara will be taking the 2-pointer, and she hits it in the category of DC movies. Makes it now a 5-point game. And now they can afford to miss this 3, but they really need to hit all 3 of their final round questions to put themselves in the lead by 3 points, at least force Swag to hit a couple and avoid the TKO. So we now go over to Greg Alba for the 3-pointer, which is in the category of DCEU. So 2 DC categories in a row here. DCEU for Greg Alba for 3 points. And he hits it. He will hit it. So now it is 27-25 Swag. And now it all comes down to this. The Mercs will get their 5-pointer. If they hit their 5-pointer, it will actually give them a 3-point lead over Swag and force Swag to hit some questions. If they miss their 5-pointer, Swag will win the match via TKO. Score is currently 27-25. Swag is in the lead. Their question will come in the category of mixed bag. The Quirky Mercs category is mixed bag. For 5 points and to stay in the game and avoid the TKO, they will hit it for 5 points. The Mercs, after a lackluster round 2, they go perfect in round 3. And they bring themselves up to 30 points. Which will be their final score unless we end up going to sudden death. But a very solid round. Getting DC, DCEU, and mixed bag. They're able to pull out their 2, their 3, and their 5. This is the Mara Knopik that we know. And Greg Alba definitely holding his own there. 30-27. So now Swag, after having a commanding 7-point lead going into the final round, they do have to answer some questions now. They find themselves now losing for the first time in the match, 30-27. This is the Mercs' first lead. So now they will get their 2-pointer to make it a 1-point game. Their 2-point category is the MCU. The MCU. And it will be Paloyama taking the 2-pointer. Paloyama taking the 2-pointer. And he hits it. Paloyama will hit the 2-point question. And now it is a 1-point game. There's no chance of sudden death anymore. The score is Mercs 30, Swag 29. So now we go over to Chandra Dandapani. If he hits his 3-pointer, game over, Swag wins. If he misses, it will come down to Swag's 5-pointer. Chandru's 3-point question will come in the category they got in round number 2, Star Wars. Star Wars for Chandra Dandapani. If he hits it, Swag will win the match. And your winner in advancing to the semifinals of the Intergeekdom Teams Tournament, Swag, Paloyama, and Chandru Dandapani. The final score is 32-30. The Mercs made a great comeback after being 7 down after round 2. They go perfect in their round 3. Force Swag to hit 2 questions. And it's only a 2-point game when we finish. Swag with 32. The Mercs with 30. Swag was definitely the heavy favorite coming into this. Sure, Mara was a champion in the past, but just going off of purely accuracy, Swag was most definitely the favorite. But the Mercs held their own. They were down by 4 after round number 1. They put up 13 points, which is still very solid. And you know what? Swag just played incredibly well. Swag just played a great game. But definitely props to the Mercs. They held their own. The final score is 32-30. And SWAG, though, becomes the first team to advance to the semifinals of the tournament. So we will be seeing SWAG again against either Corruption, which would be a great match, or the Rockstars. They'll be going up against either Corruption or the Rockstars. Either way, it will be a great, great semifinal game. But next up, tomorrow, you guys will be seeing The Den, which is Saul and Ben Goddard, take on The Usual Suspects, Janine the Machine, and Jen Kemp. The Den versus The Suspects to move on to the second round of the tournament. It's going to be another great match. And, yep, we'll be back with that tomorrow. But thank you, everybody, for listening to today's episode. If you're on the YouTube channel or watching this on YouTube, then I'd appreciate it if you liked it and subscribed and commented. Let me know what you want me to simulate after we get done with these Intergeekdom teams tournament. Because I'm open to suggestions. We could do what ifs. We can theme it to current matches, what's going on currently. It can honestly be anything. Just let me know what you want to see me simulate, and I will do it. So, well, most likely. I have to have data on the players. Like, you know, you can't say, let's do The Rock versus Kevin Hart, because I don't have data on their knowledge. I mean, I guess I could do it and just give them each the same. Screw it. You can just ask me to do literally whatever. I can do literally whatever as far as Schmodown simulations. So, guys, just let me know. But thank you for listening, and I will see you tomorrow with more IG Teams tournaments. Good afternoon or good morning or whenever you see this. Okay. I'm done. Bye.